Hey, thanks for clicking into the podcast. This is Sean Thompson, the renovation guy, and on this show, I try to bring to you, whether you're a realtor or a loan officer or a contractor, the tools you need to make money and be successful using renovation lending as a tool, using the after improved value as a tool. And I spent some time today with some loan officers and realtors, and it dawned on me that I should maybe open up the hood and let you guys know a little secret here, all right? And whether it be the CNBC articles, Business Insider, Realtor.com, you see these articles on social media, and the overwhelming sentiment of late has been that home buyers severely underestimate how much desired improvements and repairs cost. But they also overestimate their ability to afford it or find a way to get the money after closing. So, I did a test of recent where I tried to myself find unsecured renovation money post-closing on a house that wasn't tied to my mortgage. It wasn't tied to my mortgage and it was lent to me personally. It's nearly impossible. And if you do find it, it's not cheap and it's not stretched out over a 30-year fixed mortgage. So there's some super value in that. And I think we underestimate how important that is to buyers, looking for affordable renovation financing. So here's what I would suggest. And if you're a realtor, you can probably do this on the MLS. If you're not a realtor, then I would go to Zillow, .com. And I would choose the area I want to be in, and then I would go to the section where you can get more detailed about your search, and you can put in keywords, and it will search what's on Zillow by the realtor's uploaded comments. Now, understand me here. I could put in handyman special, as is, fixer-upper, buyer responsible for, or even 203K, or house in disrepair. If a realtor's, confident enough to put that in, you'll find it, So in my class today, I actually found a house located right near where I gave the class earlier that morning. It took me 5 minutes to find property, near where we were that needed renovation. How do I know? Because the realtor posted it. They listed it that way and told us and gave us pictures as proof. So for realtors out there complaining about inventory, I'm giving you gold right now. And for loan officers looking to back their way into value, to realtors that they want to do business with, I would do this search ahead of time and back my way into a listing agent. How smart is that? How smart is that? So I want to give you guys some tools to get out there and actually apply and make money and create transactions and happy customers, so I thought I'd open up a hood for you today and let you see what's going on. Look, there's never been a better time for renovation financing, all right? It is a very powerful and becoming somewhat of a household tool to not only purchasing the house, but also getting the money you need to repair it. Realtors and loan officers, I just gave you some real gold here. Go to Zillow, put in the keyword search, handyman special, as is, fixer upper. You might need to hyphenate as is because it'll pick up the search the way you wrote the word. But it'll start you on your path to finding homes in your specific town, in your specific zip code, in your specific state that are on the market as fixer uppers that realtors won't otherwise show. And it might not be a bad idea to get yourself an open house flyer that could spell out a few different scenarios that include renovation. So if I'm a buyer and I see your flyer online attached to that house, I see not only what the house is listed for and what the taxes are and things like that, but I see what it would take for me down payment-wise, monthly payment-wise, credit score and rate-wise to get into that house with I guess, for example, $25,000 in repairs, $40,000 and $60,000. So think about that. Contractors, you're not out of this either. You can benefit. You can benefit by helping realtors leverage the houses that are already on the market being sold as a discount, at a discount because of the condition that it's in. I'm giving you guys gold here. All right? So have a great week. Thanks for checking in, and I appreciate you tuning into the podcast. I'm Sean Thompson. Hey, make it a great one.